The future of accounting isn't just about numbers and financial statements. It's about empowering businesses to make informed decisions, navigate complex challenges, achieve their financial goals. And everyone recognizes that accountants are at the heart of this and must become trusted partners. With business acumen, expertise in data analytics, storytelling, strategic guidance, taking the clients towards success. And whatever your role is in this ecosystem, you need to stay ahead of the curve to stay relevant. And that's why this Accounting Answers podcast was conceived, to keep you informed and competitive. I'm your host, Rob Brown, and I've interviewed 111 accounting experts, leaders, advisors, vendors, and influencers in the last few months, and collected for you the very best and latest thinking on what works and what is coming up. In this weekday show, 10 to 15 minutes gets you the lowdown on what matters today in the rapidly evolving accounting landscape. And the profession is shedding its traditional image of number crunching, embracing a bold new future. Data, technology, strategic guidance reign supreme. I've asked the same five questions throughout, covering the next generation of accountants, the proactive advice they need to be given, the drivers of change, the role of tech and software vendors, plus the best predictions for the next few years. Let's get started and hear what our experts have to say. Today, we're soliciting the views of our experts on what the tech software vendors could do to better serve accountants. What should tech companies do to develop innovative solutions that can help accountants enhance productivity, provide better service to clients, and stay ahead of the curve? It's an emotive question with lots of different angles. See if you can spot some clear messages and crucial themes coming out from our accounting influencers. A warm welcome to the very passionate Michael Haynes, business growth advisor for small, medium, professional service firms specializing in strategies to drive sustainable growth and enhance client relationships.
I think the tech software sector could do a couple of things. One, providing a bit more insight as to what's going on with respect within the industry and what clients are requiring. I think there's going to be a need for more holistic solution to really better enable accountants to provide those strategic advisory type services. So, you know, what they're offering within their services, within their software, in their platform to enable them to do that consulting advisory work. And the kind of outputs that can be delivered, they're really going to have to step up to deliver to those requirements.
Let's now delve into the wisdom of Mike Cohen, online editor-in-chief at AccountingToday.com, where he leads the conversation on the latest trends, challenges, and opportunities in the accounting world.
Well, I think they need to be more cautious about overpromising about their capabilities. It's important to make sure your applications and devices will work in the current setup, and not require them to make so many changes that interferes with their work. Don't let the hype get ahead of the actual functionality. We often see companies jumping on the latest technology wave, whether it's AI or CAS or blockchain or the metaverse or NFTs or whatever the next big thing is going to be. A lot of times this technology has been around for years that they're breathlessly hyping and relabeling in their marketing materials. So don't make claims you can't fulfill. Also, be responsive when your customers report bugs instead of putting the onus on them to adjust and do extra work to get around whatever problems there are in your software and hardware. Accountants have a hard enough job as it is without having to find workarounds and be constantly retrained whenever you decide to make changes in your applications. Also, be sure to integrate with software from other companies and use common technologies and approaches. That makes life easier for the users. Don't try to interfere with software from other companies, even if they're your competitors. Make your software and hardware are intuitive to use and provide convenient help and support that doesn't cost a lot to access.
Next on our list of experts is Mitch Hahn, CEO at Nordens, where direct connections, brilliant minds, and extraordinary results collide, leading his firm to redefine excellence in accounting and business advisory services.
Honestly, technology, my pet hate, and I'm calling them out because I'll say it to their face, but there's companies like Iris. It's painful. It's so painful. It's so, in today's world, it's just so generic. I think accountants, especially the modern day accountant, are diverse creatures with it needs to be unique. We have unique needs. Customization, it lacks a lot of customization. I think there needs to be software, and these tech companies need to focus on software that adapts to accountants and not the other way around. I mean, there's, you know, our industry is trying to innovate. And we're working with clunky interfaces. You know, it's 2024, not 1994. And it's, if I look at Iris, it's clunky. We use them. I mean, so I'm kind of contradicting myself, but you know, it's crazy how 1994 they are. I mean, accountants are always busy, and we don't want to engage with something slow that takes long to navigate and get comfortable with, you know. But additionally as well, tech firms need to keep innovating because fintech companies are popping up daily with more competitive offers and software. And there's another thing, you've got these fintech companies that are fantastic with technology. They make things easy to use, but they don't necessarily provide the technical basis that you need in the background, like your irises and, like, you know, your CCH. So it's quite a tough one, really, but they need to actually focus on the accountant and not the actual having a general, you know, it'd be nice to have a software that you can customize to what you actually use it for. So, you know, as an example of a firm that are getting it right, let's look at Xero. Everyone knows Xero. Listen, they add their fault to, like, everyone, like every company, but you can customize it. It's easy to use. It does exactly what it says. It does exactly what you need it to do. You can get good quality information from it, and it works around what the customer or client needs. You don't get that with things like Iris or CCH. This is what it does, whether you like it or not. And it's clunky, and you can't get the info, you know, to innovate. We want to be able to, you know, at the minute we're using different systems for different parts of the business. It'd be lovely just to have one system that works to what we need it for, but I think we're miles away from it.
Prepare to hear now from Nicholas Boucher, founder of the AI Finance Club, serving finance and FP&A professionals with AI-driven insights and strategies to enhance financial planning and analytical processes.
So I think integration among all of the platforms is what is now missing. We have seen a big shift, and I don't think it's finished, but we have seen a big shift of cloud accounting, which allow with API to have more capabilities, meaning with QuickBooks or Xero, you can add on more softwares. But then somehow you still have really a lot of difficulties that everything speaks to each other. And you will need that the vendors to add more value to their clients and to the accountants, they will need to agree on some standards, because now we have capabilities with Power BI, with AI, with even sometimes some Excel add-in to analyze a lot of data. So the problem is not how to analyze the data, but how can you make that you get all of the data in one place? And that is the main, I would say, bottleneck, to get the data in one place and then be able to analyze it once it is in this place. And when the vendors can agree on some standards, then the accountants will just be able to select the period and where are the data, in which file or in which source, and then they will get their insights straight away. But for now, it's a journey. And I think if vendors will not agree on one standard, it might be that we come back to a mass ERP, but this time on cloud, and something like Microsoft with Microsoft Dynamics and all of their environment might win the battle over all of the others, because they are already integrating all of their tools together, and it becomes really easier to stay in the Microsoft environment because, you know, your data speaks with all of the other modules, and it's easier to work this way.
Now let's have a moment with Nicoletta Toll, transforming finance teams into growth drivers through consultancy and career design, offering innovative strategies to empower finance professionals and enhance business performance.
That's two words, systems mindset. I don't think we have enough of it. I think the current training is around press this button, you get this report, but it's not enough in the world that we're heading in. Not a lot of PMT professionals understand data governance, data structures, data flows, like why do certain things have to set up to be set up a certain way? I think you'll get an accountant telling you, well, you shouldn't have open POs, but they wouldn't be able to tell you why, just because someone told them that that's not the best practice. And I think there's another layer to that where, as finance professionals, we have to be the gatekeepers of both finance data because we have a direct impact on that, but we also influence operational data. And sooner or later, that data finds its way into a finance report, into a finance reconciliation, just somewhere. And because we're that gatekeepers, if we don't do our jobs right, then decisions are going to be made based on wrong data. And that will literally destroy your business.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what could the tech and software vendors do better to serve accountants? Each working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of the tech providers, software vendors, and how they serve accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with each fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to this brand new Accounting Answers podcast and sharing the show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK-Europe region. They're great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.